exploring the latest in PSP and CBD research. This summer, PSPA hosted its second online research information session of 2025, bringing together five leading researchers to share their latest work into PSP and CBD. First, we heard from a familiar face, PSPA's previous research coordinator, Dr. Annalisa Kesäranen, who is now a senior research fellow at the University of Hertfordshire. Dr. Kesäranen talked about work on a National Institute of Health and Care research funded project called Improve APS. Next, Professor Sanjay Manohar, Associate Professor and Honorary Consultant Neurologist at the University of Oxford, presented findings from a recent study co-authored with Professor Michelle Hugh. Their research explores how cognitive and neuropsychiatric profiles can help distinguish between PSP, CBS, and MSA. For example, people with PSP often struggle with speech and show higher levels of apathy, while those with CBS showed higher levels of anxiety and depression. We then heard from Mimi Tambi, research administrator at the Queen Square Brain Bank. Mimi discussed the Neurodegenerative Disease Human Tissue Project, which aims to expand the brain bank into a leading global resource. The team is also exploring barriers to brain donation and how to improve access and understanding for people affected by neurodegenerative conditions. After the break, Tia Gandhi, a postgraduate researcher at Durham University, shared a study examining how bodily emotion recognition differs between people with PSP and Parkinson's. Unlike previous research focusing on facial or vocal cues, this study isolates body movement to understand how emotion is processed without context. Finally, Aditi Bisen presented early findings from a PSPA-funded project on gastrostomy outcomes in atypical Parkinsonian syndromes, led by Dr. Boyd Ghosh and Jade Donnelly. While quality of life scores were similar across groups, those who received gastrostomy feeding had improved survival rates, highlighting an important area for future care decisions. We are incredibly grateful to the researchers who share their knowledge with our community. If you're working on PSP or CBD research and would like to speak at a session in 2026, please email research@pspassociation.org.uk. It was so informative and gave a good insight into what is happening in PSP and CBD research right now.